Let's talk about, I think you mentioned something really interesting, which is the symbolics. This visit, the third visit is, the third Korean summit is full of symbolics. Visits from South Korea to North Korea, very nice photo opportunities for both leaders. Is this good for the people? Are the people in both countries would then maybe push for this to happen? Because I think something that was mentioned was the ability for family members to then meet with each other, and a center will be set up for that. Kaesong was also mentioned. Roads and train facilities would then be connected. These are sort of the soft outcomes, but they are nonetheless quite important for the people of both countries, because the narrative that people see out there is that, family members being separated. What do you make of that?
I think this summit is particularly very meaningful and emotional for Moon Jae-in himself, with parents of a Northern Ascent 3, and he is particularly focus on how to revive the sentiment of the need to reunify the Korean Peninsula, because the younger generation in South Korea right now were not very keen to have this because of the economic cost. So to have this momentum on inter-Korean peace process, and thereby promoting all the goodwills, and also to regularize the meeting that even Kim Dae-jung and Noh Moo-hyun are not able to do. Now he has achieved that. So this is groundbreaking for him. So to persuade the younger generation of South Koreans to accept unification, to continue to engage North Korea, is one of the primary policy of Moon Jae-in.
And do you think this would increase him to a figure, to a heroic figure, after what happened to the previous president? And why is this important for him?
I think for him personally, for any president, it would be leaving a very irreversible legacy. So I think being able to hold, to set up a center for regular family gathering from the North and the South, that would be quite important. As for the for North and South Korea to know each other more, and I'm particularly interested in the one of the items in the joint declaration, of which the health and medical exchanges is to be one of the core activity between the two Koreas. And in my understanding, North Korean diplomatic officials in overseas missions, they have been trying to look for experts in medical field to come to Pyongyang for an exchange and academic roundtable, things like that. And that shows their earnest in making this a reality, a kind of a science diplomacy, actually. So they are very well versed in sport diplomacy, and now they are trying to engage in other areas. Some North Korean experts or researchers actually publish in South Korean journals. So that is something that we think would be increasing in the near future.
And Dato, what would this mean for Kim Jong-un in terms of his image? Because since April, I think people have seen him in a slightly positive light. And then the meeting with President Trump in Singapore, people are like, maybe we should give him a chance. Do you think this will actually boost his popularity, and also put him in a position where he can then negotiate with the US, he can negotiate with other countries, and put him in a position where he seems to be a bit more credible rather than a very lonely state and an hermit kingdom to some extent?
Yeah, I think there is the public relations aspect. I mean, if you look at the Singapore summit, he was practically a rock star, a very iconic figure. And people didn't really view him as the, as the leader of a, of a hermit state, that is either totally isolated, etc. But they just took him at sort of face value. Now, perhaps many South Koreans, like rest of the Asians, we don't we take number one peace and security for granted after so long, which is why I think there is a challenge in President Moon speaking to his own people to sort of tell them, look, you have always lived under the range of North Korean artillery, but after a while, after 1 year, after 10 years, after 20 years, after 50 years, you tend not to think that, that there are such such things that are threatening the, you know, the sort of peace and security, mm-hmm. and this can go very badly wrong, you know, given certain circumstances. So they have to be convinced, you know, that this thing is a process that is needed. All right. At the same time, I think he can come away knowing that he has done a great deal,
mm-hmm.
but there are only so many times that you can meet. So, you know, Kim Jong-un will go to Seoul, you know, shortly. But there are only so many times you can meet. You need all the while when you meet, you need a reason to meet. You need mm-hmm. to have some nature of, you know, what have you achieved.
So you after a while, the photo op we just wear off.
Yeah, exactly, okay. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they have to put this in place. It is a very clever strategy, mm-hmm. if indeed it was a thought out one. Because mm-hmm. if you contrast Kim Jong Un today, say even a year ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, or even 2 years ago, when the missiles were in the air, when they, you know, they were doing the missile testing after the Kim Jong-nam assassination, etc., it was extremely bad. So this is a fantastic, you know, case of public relations, and more importantly, from the DPRK point of view, of engagement, because the more you engage, right, summits mm-hmm. with President Moon, with President Xi, you know. And you know, hopefully there'll be a meeting with President Trump again.
Mm-hmm.
The more you do this, the threat of a first strike, you know, the threat of you know, bad things happening, goes more and more into the distance. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he's able to do this in what, a little under 2 years, is actually a textbook case example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Moon Jae-in is certainly much more careful compared to his predecessor,
mm-hmm.
because they were not careful in making North Korea accountable for their
mm-hmm.
action.
Mm-hmm.
So they keep giving concession after another. So Moon Jae-in is very careful last year.
Mm-hmm.
So even though provocation is ongoing, so he say the right things and still not giving up on engagement. And this year, he succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
So he also did not give all the concession right on. So he is afraid of being accused as appeasing North
mm-hmm.
Korea,
mm-hmm.
because appeasement doesn't work.
Okay.
Even it is appeasement by South Korea or by the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So Bush administration towards the end of it kind of fell in terms of their policy towards North Korea, because they give in to North Korea's demand,
mm-hmm.
and that after the demolition of the cooling tower in Yongbyon,
yeah.
and immediately next year, second nuclear test.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And what Moon Jae-in is charting right now is that increasing accountability for
mm-hmm.
the North Korean side, and that collaboration with United States is still very important.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think to open up the inter-Korean family gathering center, and also reopening of the rail track, and all these things are to make North Korea more accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, North Korea would choose who can travel down south.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And but more importantly is to let South Korean embrace and to accept North Korea.
Okay.
So, and that part, I think he will achieve certain level of success.
Mm-hmm.
And that, what if provocation resume somehow? And that would be blamed on the United States that did not contribute to the betterment of the condition, especially on convincing North Korea to give up their nuclear weapons program. And that have to be, because this declaration also included that North Korea would allow international inspectors to come
yep.
to their facility.
Mm-hmm.
I have been speculating that this should be on the offer since early this
mm-hmm.
year, and finally it is mentioned now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is entirely up to the United States right now to immediately organize a team to visit the facility. Kim Jong-il has allowed several such visits.
Yeah.
So, and that would lead to more substantive steps later. And that while Moon Jae-in has provided a good ground for North-South Korea interaction, So with this being allowed into the north to inspect the facility and all, and to provide a list of inventory, maybe the list would be a little bit difficult, mm-hmm. but the allowance to visit the facility would be a great achievement already.
Mm-hmm. Dan terima kasih, Doktor. Dan kita akan berehat sekali lagi kembali selepas ini.